Remember, it's this unique vision, the persistent ideas that refuse to leave you, that signal you're onto something big. This journey into entrepreneurship is not for the faint-hearted. It calls for courage to face your fears head-on and step into the unknown. Hi, welcome to the Connect with Sheila Botello podcast. I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and creator of the Seasons Self-Care app. I'm committed to helping you reconnect to your purpose, elevate your well-being, and build your version of a happy, successful life. You're listening to a Monday minisode where I share an insight designed to help you live into what lights you up this week. Today, we're tapping on a theme that's been on my mind recently, and it has to do with those little red hearts, the arrows, the numbers, and metrics, and how it all relates to your worth and the depth of your true connections. I was thinking back to a time in 1996 where I was sitting in a room, many different rooms like this, with eager sales leaders. This one particular occasion, the air was buzzing with energy and everyone was sharing insights. And one insight that stuck with me was when someone mentioned that the average person knew about 200 people. And that was just the average person. So those who are well connected, well, they knew more for sure. But now, fast forward to 2023's numbers, and I come across this Wall Street Journal article that kind of blew my mind because it said, on average, now people know about 611 people. Like, that was kind of precise, right? So obviously some averages are at play. Thanks to the wonders of social media, we are more connected than ever. But here's something that isn't talked about a whole lot. Despite these vast networks, people are reporting higher rates of depression, loneliness, and disconnection than ever before. And it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Like, in this sea of online connections, what are we truly yearning for and what are we really gaining? As entrepreneurs, especially in the digital age, we get caught up in the numbers game. Likes, follows, shares, revenue, all of these things. And of course, yes, these are parts of business these days, right? They become the metrics of success, the likes and the shares. And don't get me wrong, visibility is crucial. You want your business out there making waves. Back in the day, it was newspapers and it was billboards only. But let me tell you, it is so much more than just surface level engagement. Let's talk about transformation. The real magic happens in those one-to-one interactions. Those small group conversations where you can truly connect, share, and grow together. Even if you're destined to speak to large audiences, remember the power of your core community, whether it's one person or three or 10. These are the people who will walk with you, celebrate your victories, and pick you up when you stumble. The likes and follows and shares are all part of it. But a like and a follow is just a button. An unfollow is just one little tap away. So for all of my fellow trailblazers, feeling like you're treading into an uncharted path can really, really feel isolating. I get that. But remember, it's this unique vision that you have, these persistent ideas that refuse to leave you, that signal that you're onto something big. And so this journey into entrepreneurship is not for the faint-hearted. It truly calls for courage to face your fears head-on and step into the unknown. Here's where I want to shift gears a bit. Those likes and shares on social media, they're not going to be the ones cheering you on as you make those bold moves, but true connections will. Surround yourself with those who are in the arena with you, dreaming big, facing fears, and forging their paths. My message for you today is to look beyond the vanity metrics. Seek depth in your connections. Find your people, those like-minded souls, or even those walking completely different paths, but who share your entrepreneurial spirit. Being in a community with them will not only uplift you, but will also provide fresh insights and perspectives. And I'm so grateful for the women in my life who I've been able to cultivate relationships like this with in the online space and face-to-face. And that's precisely why I created the Seasons Collective. It truly is a community it's more than just a space. It's a place where ambitious women come together, not just to grow their missions, but to support each other wholeheartedly. Here, we celebrate our successes, we share our fears, and hold each other to our dreams. It's a place where your light is recognized, your ambition is celebrated, and your journey is supported with grace and understanding. So incredible you. Step into your power and chase your dreams, and remember that you're not alone. We're here walking this path together, and I can't wait to see where this journey takes you. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope our chat has sparked something in you, something that ignites your passion and really drives you forward. And until next time, keep shining your light and remember that your courage, your vision, and your voice matter. Thank you so much for listening. If you got something valuable from this episode, tag me on social media. Yes, I'm going to ask you to do that even after this episode, because this is where people are hanging out. And your messages will drop into the inbox of people who really need to hear it. I really believe that the ripple effect of this message can go far and wide when you're doing things like this. And when you're rating and reviewing, it just kind of bumps things up in the podcast land so that the right people who need to hear the message will hear it. I really appreciate you. Have a beautiful rest of your week. Big blessings.